Will you please turn to the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 7?
请各位翻到马太福音第七章。
We'll begin with the first verse.
我们从第一节读起。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 1.
马太福音第七章第一节。
Judge not that ye may not be judged.
你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断。
For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye met, ye shall be measured to you.
因为你们论断人，也必怎样被论断。你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量，人也必用什么量器量给你们。
But why lookest thou on the mote that is in the eye of thy brother, but observest not the beam that is in thine eye?
为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺，却不想自己眼中有良物呢？
Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, Allow me, I will cast out the mote from thine eye, and behold, the beam is in thine eye?
你自己眼中有良物，怎能对你弟兄说，容我去掉你眼中的刺呢？
Hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of thine eye, and then thou wilt see clearly to cast out the mote out of the eye of thy brother.
你这假冒为善的人，先去掉自己眼中的良物，然后才能看得清楚，去掉你弟兄眼中的刺。
Give not that which is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before the swine, lest they trample them with thy feet, and turn it round rend thee.
不要把圣物给狗，也不要把你们的珍珠丢在猪前，恐怕他践踏了珍珠，转过来咬你们。
Verse
13. 第十三节。
Enter in through the narrow gate, for wide the gate and broad the way that leads to destruction, and many are they who enter in through it.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。
For narrow the gate and straighten the way that leads to life, and there are few who find it.
引到永生那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
Verse 21.
第二十一节。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of the heavens, but he that does the will of my Father who is in the heavens.
凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Many shall say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied through thy name, and through thy name cast out demons, and through thy name done many works of power?
当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊、主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多的异能吗？
And then will I avow unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, workers of lawlessness.
我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
Whoever therefore have these hear these my words and does them, I will liken him to a prudent man who built his house upon the rock.
所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
And the rain came down, and the streams came, and the winds blew, and fell upon that house, and it did not fall, for it had been founded upon the rock.
雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。
And everyone who hears these my words and does not do them, he shall be likened to a foolish man who built his house upon the sand.
凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上。
And the rain came down, and the stream came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and its fall was great.
雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。
And it came to pass when Jesus had finished these words, the crowds were astonished at his doctrine.
耶稣讲完了这些话，众人都稀奇他的教训。
For he taught them as having authority and not as their scribes.
因为他教训他们，正像有权柄的人，不像他们的文士。
May we have a further word of prayer.
我们再有一些祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank Thee once again for gathering us together here this morning.
我们亲爱的主，我们感谢你，你再一次召集我们到你面前。
We thank Thee for Thy amazing love towards us.
我们谢谢你那奇妙的爱对着我们。
Thou dost love us and love us to the very end.
主啊，你爱我们，也爱我们到底。
We praise and thank Thee for giving us Thy own life.
我们赞美你，我们感谢你，因为你给我们你自己的生命。
And thou dost desire that we should have it abundantly.
而且你要我们有更丰盛的生命。
We come to thee this morning.
主，今天早上我们来到你面前。
Open our hearts to thee.
我们把我们的心向着你敞开。
And ask thee, Lord, that thou will once again speak to us.
求你再一次向我们说话。
Lord, unless thou dost speak,We are as if dead.
主啊，若是你不说话，我们就像死了一样。
For thy words are life and spirit to us.
但是主，你自己的话是我们的灵，是我们的生命。
So we just humbly ask thee.
主，我们谦卑地求你。
To give us understanding.
给我们领会。
Give us vision.
给我们意象。
Give us revelation.
给我们启示。
That we may be brought into the reality of thy word.
好让我们能真是被你带到你自己话的真实里面。
That thy word truly will become our very living.
好让你的话成为我们真正的生活。
That thou mayst be glorified.
主啊，好让你自己的名得到称颂。
Lord, we do desire that thy will would be done in us as it is in heaven.
主啊，我们的盼望是主你自己的旨意在我们身上得到通行，像在天上一样。
And may thy kingdom come.
主啊，你的国度降临。
We ask in thy precious name.
主啊，我们奉你自己宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We do want to thank the Lord for bringing us together again this morning.
我们实在谢谢我们的主，今天早上在召集我们在一起。
I do feel that.The Lord really loves us.
我实在感觉主爱我们。
That He will not let us go.
他不会让我们走的。
And He wants to bring us to where He is.
他要把我们带到他的那里。
Now this time our burden is on the so-called Sermon on the Mount.
这次我们的负担是所谓的山上的教训。
The Bible tells us when the crowds came.To the Lord.
圣经上告诉我们，当众人都来到主面前的时候
，Our Lord Jesus went up to a mountain.
我们的主就上了山。
And by this very action,
他这个行动
，He is trying to tell us that we have to go to a higher plane.
他告诉我们说，我们要到一个更高的一个地方。
And then He sat down.
然后他就坐下了。
And His disciples.Came to him.
门徒们来到他面前。
And he began to open his mouth and teach his disciples.
他就开口教导他的门徒。
Now to me, I feel as our Lord sat down.
对我来说，我觉得当主坐下来的时候
，It indicates to us that what he is going to say to us is based upon.His finished work.
告诉我们说，他所要说的是根据他自己已经所做完的事。
You do not sit down until your work is done.
你若是工作没有做完，你就不能坐下。
Our Lord Jesus sits down.
我们的主坐下了。
And that shows us that what he is going to say to us is on the foundation of his finished work of redemption.
他告诉我们说，他坐下了，就告诉我们说，他所要说的是根据他已经完成的救赎的工作。
And he addresses himself to his own disciples.
他向他自己的门徒们说话。
Now notice here,
注意到一点，
that this is not only the believers.
这里不只是一些信徒而已。
Now of course, they are believers.
当然他们是信徒。
But it is more than just believing in the Lord.
但是他们不只是相信了主。
Believing in the Lord as their Savior.
不只是相信主是他们的救主。
But these believers are disciples.
但是他们这些信徒也是门徒。
That is to say, they answer the call of our Lord Jesus.
也就是说，他们对主对他们的呼召有一个，已经有一个反应。
They follow the Lord.
他们跟随主。
They put themselves under the Lordship of Christ Jesus.
他们自己放在主的面前，主是他们的主。
And they come to the Lord to learn of him.
他们来到主的面前来学他。
So what the Lord is going to say to them,
所以主要向他们所说的话，
is trying to train them as his disciples.
是要训练他们做他的门徒。
And the purpose is,
目的是，
that they may be as he is.
让他们像主一样。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
here we find in the Sermon on the Mount,
这里我们看见在山上的教训里，
our Lord is not giving us a new law.
我们的主不是给我们一个新的律法。
It is not like Moses giving the law to the children of Israel.
不像当年摩西把律法带给交给以色列的百姓。
And if they keep the law,
若是他们遵守律法，
they will be God's people.
他们就成为神的儿女。
And God will be their God.
神就称是他们的神。
But the Sermon on the Mount is not giving a new law.
但是山上的教训不是给一个新的律法。
It's not giving a higher law.
不是给一个更高的律法。
That we should keep.
好让我们来遵守。
And if we keep it,
若是我们遵守的话，
then we will be the sons of the kingdom of the heavens.
那我们就成为天国的种子。
No.
不是这样。
Neither is the Sermon on the Mount the proclamation of Christian ethics.
那山上的教训也不是对于所谓基督徒的一个伦理的一个宣告。
As if our Lord Jesus is given to us a higher moral standard.
好像我们的主用这个来给我们一个更高的道德的标准。
For us to imitate.
好让我们可以效法。
It is not so.
不是这样。
We believe that the Sermon of the Mount is of grace.
我们相信山上的教训是从恩典里出来的。
He has already given us his own life.
他已经把他自己的生命给了我们。
And he is trying to tell us what that life really is.
他要告诉我们这个生命是到底什么样子。
He tells us all the potentials are in us.
他告诉我们说，让我们来活出来的所有的这个那个能力是在那里，已经在那里。
Yeah, it's all there.
所有的可能已经在那里。
And it needs to be expressed.
它需要被彰显出来。
It needs to be released.
需要被释放出来。
Now, brothers and sisters, what is the kingdom of the heavens?
天国到底是什么？
The kingdom of the heavens has its geographical and historical sites.
说到天国，这个从那个地方来说，或者是从历史上来说，是有它的意思。
But basically, the kingdom of the heavens is a spiritual reality.
但是基本上来讲，天国是一个属灵的实际。
The kingdom of the heavens is none other than the kingship of our Lord Jesus.
天国不是别的，天国是我们的主作王。
He has his kingship over his own people.
他在他的百姓中间，他是作王的。
The kingdom of the heavens is what our Lord Jesus himself is.
天国就是我们的主耶稣所在的地方。
And the kingdom of the heavens is where his people are being transformed to be like him.
天国就是一个地方，在那里他的百姓会被磨成他自己的形象。
And this is the reality of the kingdom of the heavens.
这是天国的实际。
So, brothers and sisters,
因此弟兄姊妹,
we find that what grace the Lord has poured forth.
我们这里看见主怎么样把恩典真是向我们倾倒出来。
That he should not only given us his kingly life.
这样他不只是给我们一个像他作王的生命。
But he wants that kingly life to be developed into a kingly character.
但他要让我们这个作王的生命能够发展成为一个作王的性格。
And when that character is manifested,
当这个性格彰显的时候,
there is the kingdom of the heavens.
这里就是天国了。
So, brothers and sisters,
因此弟兄姊妹,
our Lord Jesus began his word to us with the Beatitudes.
我们主开始就给了我们这个所谓的八福。
We have already said,
我们已经说过,
that the emphasis is on being, not on doing.
这里的重点是是而不是做。
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
那些邻里贫穷的人有福了。
For theirs is the kingdom of the heavens.
因为天国是他们的。
When you manifest the poor in spirit,
当你的邻里的贫穷彰显出来的时候,
you are in the kingdom of the heavens.
你就在天国的里面。
And you are the kingdom of the heavens.
你就是天国。
Now thank God.
感谢神。
His life is already in us.
他的生命已经在我们里面。
But his character needs to be developed within us.
但是他的性格需要在我们里面能够成熟。
In order that the kingdom of the heavens may become a reality to us.
好让天国在我们里头，在我们身上可以成为实际。
We say again that the words in the Sermon of the Mount,
我们再说，在山上教训里面的话语
is a description of our Lord Jesus.
是对我们主耶稣的一个描写。
That is what he is.
那就是他所是的。
While he was on earth, he lived such a kingly life.
当他在世上的时候，他是过一个这么像王的生活。
He lived a life of heaven upon this earth.
他的生活就是把天就带到地上。
And this is the way that he wants us to live.
他就是要我们这样的生活。
Now our Lord Jesus, he came.
我们主耶稣来了。
Not to destroy the law and the prophet.
不是要废掉律法和先知。
He came to fulfill it.
他来是要成全律法和先知。
That is to say, to fill it to the full.
换句话说，他要把它充而满之。
The law may demand certain things.
律法会要求一些事情。
But grace will bring us far above what the law demands.
但是恩典把我们带到一个地步，比这个更高。
The law can only touch the outward appearance.
律法只能摸到外面的表现。
But our Lord, His life, His grace will touch our inward life.
但是主的生命和主的恩典能摸到我们里面的生命。
So that is why our righteousness must surpass the righteousness of the scribes and of the Pharisees.
因此我们的义必须胜过文士和法利赛人的义。
The righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees are external.
文士和法利赛人的义是外头的。
They may be outwardly correct.
他们可能外面看起来是对的。
And yet there is no inward reality.
但是没有里头的实际。
They may keep the letter of the law.
他们可能遵守律法的字句。
But they violate the very spirit of the law.
但是他们违反了律法的精义。
So our righteousness must surpass the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees.
因此我们的义必须胜过文士和法利赛人的义。
We will remember our Lord Jesus said to us,
我们记得我们主耶稣向我们说
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
先求神的国和他的义
And all these things shall be added unto you.
其他的事情都会加在你身上
Now how do you seek the kingdom of God?
那你如何寻求神的国呢
What do you mean by seeking the kingdom of the heavens?
寻求神的国是什么意思呢
By seeking the kingdom of the heavens, it simply means this.
寻求神的国，简单的说就是这个意思。
That you want to be like he is.
就是说你愿意，你要像他一样。
You are not satisfied just having his life in you.
你不会满足于就他的生命在你里面就够了。
You are not just contented by going to heaven.
你不以到天堂为满足。
You want to be what he is.
你要像他一样。
You want to have his character in your life.
你愿意让他的性格在你的生命里面。
Now this is what is meant by seeking the kingdom of the heavens.
这个就叫做寻求天国。
And if you really want to be what he is,
你若是真正要像他一样
allow his life to really take hold of you,
让他的生命在里头能够抓住你
then naturally it will be followed by his righteousness.
那自然，他的义就跟着来了。
First of all, is the being.
开始是一个事的问题。
And then you have the doing.
然后你就自然有做的表现。
Now, if you are like him,
若是你像他一样
then you will act like him.
那你就能够行出来像他一样。
And your action will not be something that is put on.
你的行动就不是好像一个东西穿上来一样。
Your action will be something of the overflow of life.
你的行动就是从里面生命涌流出来的表现。
So this is his righteousness.
这就是他的义。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
we have been sharing together,
我们一同交通的,
that a Christian life,
一个基督徒的生活,
or a kingdom life,
或者说是一个天国国度的生活,
there is that secret part, that hidden part.
有一个暗中的, 有一个隐秘处的那个部分。
Because we are living living that heavenly life upon this earth.
因为我们在地上过一个属天的生活。
Therefore, there is a heavenly hidden part.
因此就有一个隐秘的一个部分。
That is the very source of our life upon this earth.
那就是我们在世上过活的那个源头。
Now, on this earth, you find there are three dimensions.
在世上有三个方向，三个方面。
There is a relationship with the world, with man.
那有与人之间关系的这一个方面。
There is a relationship with God.
有与神之间关系的那一方面。
And there is a relationship with ourselves.
还有与我们自己的关系的那一方面。
And these are represented by the righteousness.
这些就是被所谓的义来表现。
In giving alms,
就施舍来说
in praying
就祷告来说
and in fasting
还就禁食来说
but in whatever area it may be
这不管在哪一个方向
you find that our motive is towards God
你要发现我们的动机是对神的
it is not just towards man
不只是对人而已
And when we are giving alms,
当我们施舍的时候
we should do it in secret.
我们需要在暗中做。
It is for God to see, not for man to see.
而是要给神看见的，不是给人看见的。
And our reward is in heaven, not upon this earth.
我们的赏赐是在天上，而不是在地上。
A Christian life is not lived for man.
基督徒的生活不是为人，为别人所过的。
A Christian life is lived unto God.
基督徒的生活是向神活的。
Therefore, we must cultivate a hidden life.
因此我们必须有一个暗处的生活。
We shall live a life that is face to face with God.
我们必须有一个隐藏的生活，就是在那里我们与神面对面。
And if we have that hidden life,
若是我们有一个这个隐藏的生活，
then we find our life towards man will glorify God.
那我们看见在人面前的生活会是归荣耀给神。
The same is true with prayer.
祷告也是一样。
Prayer is unto God.
祷告是向神的。
Prayer is seeking the will of God.
祷告是寻求神的旨意。
Prayer is to glorify God.
祷告是荣耀神。
Therefore, when we pray,
因此当我们祷告的时候，
we should go into the closet, close the door.
我们需要到内室把门关上。
And pray to the Father who is in secret.
祷告在暗中的父。
And our Father who is in secret,He will hear us.
我们在暗中的父，他会听到我们。
And he will reward us.
他会赏赐我们。
When we pray,
当我们祷告的时候，
we shall pray first for the kingdom of God and for his will.
我们先需要为了神的国和神的旨意来祷告。
And then we shall pray for our needs.
然后我们需要为我们自己的需要祷告。
Whether our needs is spiritual or soulical or physical.
或许我们的需要是属灵的，或许我们的需要是魂力的，或许我们的需要是身体上的。
And when we are fasting,
当我们禁食的时候，
we should always do it as unto the Lord.
我们需要是对神而做。
Not to try to draw attention from the people.
不是要让人注意我们。
So it is very important.
因此很重要的一点。
To live the kingdom life, there must be a hidden life.
我们要过一个天国的生活，我们必须有一个暗中的生活。
The more, the stronger the hidden life.
那隐藏的生活强壮的话，
the stronger will be our testimony on this earth.
我们在世上的见证也就坚强。
And all who live in the kingdom of the heavens.
所有过一个天国生活的人，
live a life of faith.
过一个信心的生活。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
we mentioned before,
我们以前提过，
the life of faith is not just for a chosen special few.
信心的生活不只是为一些所拣选的少数的人。
The life of faith is required of all of us.
信心的生活是对我们每一个人的要求。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because we are a heavenly people upon the earth.
因为我们在世上是天国的子民。
We are strangers and sojourners.
我们在地上是做客旅、做寄居的。
The world is not our home.
世界不是我们的家。
We are just passing through.
我们只是经过的。
So our life on earth should be symbolized by living in tents.
所以我们在世上的生活是要有一个表现，好像住在帐篷里一样。
We do not get our root deep into this earth.
我们的根不是扎在这个地上。
Now, in order to deliver us from being earthly,
为了要把我们从这个属地的那个情形里面拯救出来。
The Lord said, "Lay not your treasure upon for yourself upon the earth."
主说。不要为自己积攒财宝在地上。
But lay your treasure in heaven.
把你的财宝积攒在天上。
Because on earth, you find there will be more.
因为在地上有虫。
There will be rusting.
有锈。
And there will be thieves.
有贼。
But in heaven, there is no moth, no rust, and no thief.
但是在天上没有虫，也没有锈，也没有贼。
The Lord wants to deliver us.
主要把我们拯救出来。
Now, what are our treasures?
我们的财宝是什么呢？
It includes everything that it means life to your soul.
财宝就包括一切对我们魂来讲是那么重要的，是我们魂里头的生命。
In other words, it is something that you look upon as most precious.
换句话说，财宝是你心里觉得最宝贵的东西。
Something that you really depend on.
是你真正依靠的东西。
Something that you will not let go.
就是你不愿意放手的东西。
Whether it is riches，
或许是钱财。
Or whether it is position，
或许是地位。
Or whether it is some people，
或许是一些人的关系。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹。
The Lord wants to set us free，
主要把我们释放出来，释放得自由。
He wants us to lay these treasures in heaven。
所以他要我们把这些财宝放在天上。
In other words，
换句话说
，to give ourselves and all that we consider as treasures to Him。
就是换句话说，就是把我们自己和把我们自己所觉得宝贝的都给他。
And let Him have the right over。All these treasures.
让他在一切的这些事情上，他有权柄。
And we are on earth as stewards of his gifts.
我们在世上不过是他给我们的东西的管家。
And be faithful to whatever he wants.
那我们对于他所要的，我们对他忠心。
That is the way we are delivered from serving mammon.
这就是我们如何能够被侍奉马门，把从侍奉马门这个光景里面释放出来。
Because we serve the Lord Jesus，
因为我们侍奉主耶稣。
He alone is the one whom we serve，
唯有他是我们所侍奉的。
So brothers and sisters，
因此弟兄姊妹，
If we live such a life of faith，
若是我们过这样的一个信心的生活，
Then we do not need to worry about what we should eat，What we should drink or what we should be clothed with.
那我们就不需要担心我们应该吃，要吃什么，要喝什么，要穿什么。
Because we know our Heavenly Father knows everything.
因为我们知道我们天上的父晓得我们一切的需要。
If we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness,
若是我们先求神的国和他的义，
then all these things shall be added unto us.
那所有的事，这些事情都会加给我们。
What a life that is.
这是何等的生活。
Now this morning we'll go into chapter 7.
对，今天早上我们来到第七章。
As a matter of fact, chapter 7 gives us the conclusion.
实际上说第七章是给我们一个总结。
When we read chapter 7 of Matthew,
当我们读马太福音第七章的时候，
Probably the first impression it gives to us，
可能给我们第一个印象
，that in chapter 7 the Lord touches upon a number of things。
第七章里面，主说到了几件事情
，as if they are not related，
好像这些事情是没有关系。
In reading Matthew chapter 7, it gives you the feeling that you are reading Proverbs。
当你读马太第七章的时候，你好像觉得 是读箴言一样。
Here a little, there a little.
好像这里一点，那里一点。
Here a line, there a line.
好像这里一句话，那里一句话。
Here a precept, there a precept.
这里有一个一个 precept.
利率。
啊？
利率。
这里有一个利率，那里有一个利率。
As if they're all unrelated.
好像这些没关系。
But as you really study it.
可是当你真正的好好去读它，
You'll find that there is a theme that goes through it.
你就发觉这里头有一个主旨，在第七章里面。
And the theme is,
这个主旨是什么呢？
The Lord wants His disciple to live a disciplined and obedient life.
主要他的门徒们过一个有纪律的，而且是顺从的生活。
And if we live such a life,
若是我们这样过生活，
What will be its consequence?
那这结果是如何呢？
The consequence is the reward of the kingdom of the heavens.
结果，这个结果就是得到了天国的赏赐。
So it begins with this.
所以开始这么说。
Judge not, that ye may not be judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged.And with what measure ye met, ye shall be measured to you.
你们不要论断人，免得被论断，因为你们怎样论断人，也必怎样被论断。你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
Brothers and sisters,
这弟兄姊妹，
We all are tempted to judge.
我们很容易有这个倾向来论断。
That is a temptation that we are always being tempted.
我们经常都是被这件事情所试探。
So far as our natural man is concerned,
就我们一个天然人来想，
we like to judge.
我们喜欢论断。
Because in judging, it gives us a kind of feeling that we are superior.
因为当我们论断的时候，给我们一个感觉，觉得我自己比人好。
Now, what is meant by judge not?
什么叫做不要论断？
It doesn't mean that you should not discern.
不是说你不辨明是非。
Now, we need to have the spirit of discernment.
我们需要有一个分辨的灵。
Because if you cannot discern, you cannot choose.
因为你若是不能分辨的话，你不能选择。
If you cannot discern, you do not know which way to go.
你若是不能分辨的话，你不知道从哪条路该走。
And if you do not discern, you are not able to help anybody.
你若是不能分辨的话，你不能帮助任何人。
There will be no ministry at all.
那就没有任何的这个服事。
But judge and discern.Are two different things.
但是论断和分辨是两件事。
The word judge here.
论断这个字。
Now, if you turn to Luke chapter 6.
你若是看见路加福音第六章。
I think it's verse 39.
大概是三十九节。
It continues with condemn not.
那里是说不要定罪。
So, the judging here is condemning people.
所以论断这里呢是定罪别人。
It has the spirit of judgmental.
在这里论断是有一个灵，那个灵是定罪别人。
It is critical.
是在那里批评别人。
It is looking down upon people.
是看不起别人。
And in a sense, it is an arrogant spirit.
换句话说，是一个傲慢的灵。
So one brother says.
有一个弟兄说
，When you are saying something about people.
当你说一些话关于别人的时候，
What is your inward feeling?
你里面的感觉是如何？
If you are saying something bad about someone,
你若是说别人一个坏的事情，
Is your feeling within you mournful?
你里面是一个哀动的感觉呢？
Or you're feeling joy?
还是你里面一个高兴的感觉。
When you are judging a person,
当你论断一个人，
Are you trying to criticize him?
你是要来批评他呢？
Or are you trying to restore him?
还是你想要挽回他呢？
So it depends upon our inward sense.
所以这是根据我们里头的感觉。
Now if we judgeOur brother or our sister.
若是我们论断我们的弟兄我们的姊妹
With a bad feeling.
而里面是有一个很不好的感觉
We are criticizing them.
我们批评他们
We are looking down upon them.
我们看不起他们
Now if we judge in this manner.
若是我们这样的来论断
The Lord said.
主说
You will be judged.
你会被论断
Not only our Lord will judge you.
不只是我们的主要论断你
But he will allow other people to judge you likewise.
他也要让别人有照你这个样子来论断你
Because with what measure you make to others.
因为你用怎样的量器量给人
It will be measured unto you.
也会被这样的量器量到你身上
And according to Luke chapter 6.
根据路加福音第
You find when they measure it back to you.
你看到当他们用这个量器量给你的时候
They will press down shaking together and overflowing
它是连摇带按上尖下流满出来
In other words you will get a worse judgment
换句话说 你所得到的那个审判 和那个论断是你吃不消的
You remember the scribes And the Pharisees.
你记得文士和法利赛人。
In John chapter 8.
在约翰福音第八章。
One morning, they brought to the Lord a woman caught in adultery.
有一天早上，他们带了一个妇人，这个妇人是在行淫的当中被他们抓到。
They brought her to the Lord.
他们带她来到主面前。
And asked the Lord.
就问主说
，What should we do to them?
我们应该对这个妇人怎样
？You know, according to the law of Moses.
你知道，根据摩西的律法
，He should be stoned to death.
他需要被石头打死。
So they tempted our Lord Jesus.
因此他们在这里试探我们主耶稣。
They knew that our Lord Jesus is love.
他们知道我们的主是满了爱。
So they want to challenge him.
因此他们在这里要挑战。
Now if the Lord said, let her go.
若是主说你放她走。
They would say our Lord violated the law of Moses.
他们会说我们的主是违反了摩西的律法。
If our Lord said, stone her to death.
若是我们主说把他用石头打死。
They will say our Lord does not have love and compassion.
他们会说我们的主没有爱心。
So when they brought that woman to the Lord.
因此当他们把这个妇人带到主面前的时候。
They put her in public shame.
他们就公开的羞辱她。
And what was the reaction of our Lord?
我们主的反应是如何呢
？You know, he bowed himself down.
你看我们的主他自己就弯下身。
He would not even look at the woman.
他甚至于不看这个妇人。
He would not say a word.
他不说一句话。
But he used a finger and write on the earth.
他用了指头在地上写字。
Now we do not know what he wrote.
我们不知道他写了什么。
You know, people are very anxious to know.What he was writing.
很多人在那里猜测他到底写了什么。
They pressed him. They pressed him.
哦，他们在那里在那里要催促他。
What do you say we should do to that woman?
你告诉我们说我们应该对这个妇人如何
？And our Lord raised up himself up.
我们的主他就抬头说。
And he said.Anyone that has no sin, cast the first stone.
他们说，你们中间任何人若是没有罪的话，可以丢第一个石头。
And then he bowed down again.
他又垂下身来。
He would not even look at this man.
他不看这些人。
He felt shameful for this man.
他对这些人他觉得可耻。
And one by one they left.
他们一个一个出去了。
From the oldest.To the youngest.
从最老的到最幼的。
Then our Lord raised himself up.
我们主抬头说
，Is there no one condemning you?
说没有人来论断你吗？没有人定罪你吗
？The woman said, None.
那妇人说没有。
But there was one there.
有一个人在那里。
Who could condemn her?
他可以定罪他的。
And that is our Lord himself.
那是我们主耶稣自己。
And the Lord said.
但是主说。
I will not condemn you.
我也不定罪你。
You go free.
你走吧。
But in doing that,
但是做这件事的时候
，He was thinking of Calvary.
他我们的主是想到那个加略十字架。
He was going to bear the sin for this woman.
这个妇人的罪在他身上。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
Here you find our Lord Jesus.
这里我们看见我们的主耶稣。
How he is full of mercy.
他是满了怜悯。
He will not condemn.
他不定罪。
But we who are sinners.
我们这些罪人。
How quickly we judge and condemn.
我们这么快就审判，我们这么快就定罪。
The Apostle Paul tells us.
使徒保罗告诉我们。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
第一哥林多前书第四章。
If you will please turn to.
或许我们一同看一看。
1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 3.
哥林多前书第四章第三节。
But for me, it is the very smallest matter.That I be examined of you or of man's day, nor do I even examine myself, for I am conscious of nothing in myself, but I am not justified by this. But he that examines me is the Lord.
第三节第四节，我被你们论断或被别人论断，我都以为是极小的事，连我自己也不论断自己。我虽不觉得自己有错，却也不能因此得以称义，但判断我的乃是主。
So that do not judge anything before the time until the Lord shall come, who shall also both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and shall make manifest the counsels of heart, and then shall each have his praise from God.
所以时候未到，什么都不要论断，只等主来。他要造出暗中的隐情，显明人心的意念，那时得作称赞。
You know, actually, what the Apostle Paul says here,
实际上使徒保罗在这里所说的，
He uses the word examine.
他在这里说判断。
查验。And actually, this word is a little lighter than the word judge.
这里跟我们中文说是判断，可是原文呢是比这个判断是要轻一点。
Because
叫做查验。
Yeah, examine is the first step.
因为查验是第一步。
After you examine, then you judge.
那查验之后才能够判断。
Now the Apostle Paul said.
使徒保罗说。
He said it is a very small thing for me to be examined by anybody or by the day.
他说若是任何人要是查验我的话，对我来说呢，这是小事。
I do not even examine myself.
我自己也不查验我自己。
Why? Because the one who really examines me is the Lord.
但是那因为什么呢？因为那真正查验我的是主。
Now do not try to judge.
你不要在这里判断。
Because there are many hidden things, things of the heart we do not know.
因为不要论断，因为里头隐藏的心中的事情我们不知道的。
We have to wait until the Lord will reveal these things.
我们必须要等到主把里面这个隐情让显明出来。
When we come to the judgment seat of Christ.
当我们来到基督的审判台前。
And then every hidden thing of the heart will be exposed.
那个时候我们心中所隐藏的什么事情都会显明出来。
And each will receive his praise from God.
个人要从神那里得到称赞。
So brothers and sisters,
因此弟兄姊妹，
you find that if we try to judge others,
我们若是要想要来论断别人，
actually there are many hidden things we do not know.
因为有很多隐藏的事情我们不知道的。
There are things of the heart that we do not know.
那是心里的事情我们不知道的。
We can only see the outward appearance.
我们只能看见外面的事情。
Only God knows the heart.
但是只有神知道心。
So our judgment will not be accurate.
因此我们的判断不会准确的。
Judgment is God's government.
判断是神的行政政治。
It is God who judges.
神在那里审判。
And only his judgment is just.
只有他的审判是正直的。
So wait until that day.
所以等到那一天。
Then everything will be clear. Everything will be judged accordingly.
那什么事情都会清楚了。那个时候什么事情都会神会很清楚的判断。
Now this does not mean that because Paul said, I do not even examine myself.
因为保罗说我甚至于不查验我的自己。那这个并不是说。
That does not mean that we should not know where we are.
这个并不是说我们不需要知道我们自己的光景如何。
The Bible says,
圣经说
say in 1 Corinthians chapter 11,
格林多前书第十一章。
If we examine ourselves,
就是我们查验我们自己。
Then we will not be judged.
那我们就不会被审判。
Now, is there any contradiction here?
在这里是不是有矛盾呢？
Not at all.
没有。
Because there is a self-examination which is introspection.
在这里的确是有一个反省，是从里面，是向内的。
If we try to examine ourselves by ourselves,
就是我们根据自己来查验自己。
Now such examination is futile.
这样的查验是没用的。
Because we do not even know ourselves.
因为我们不知道我们自己。
We do not know our heart.
我们不知道我们的心。
So self-introspection is unprofitable.
因此内向的这个反省和查验是没有用的。
And now, if it is self-introspection, 反省。
而是我们的反省是内在的反省。
It will come to either result.
那这个有两个不同的结果。
Either it will so press you down that you are becoming negative.
就是一种呢，一种情形呢，就是你自己被自己的反省所压倒，是那么受压，你就变成了
消极。Or it can so elate you and make you proud of yourself.
或许呢，你自己觉得自己那么好，就让你成为一个骄傲的人。
Because only in His light do we see light.
只有在他的光中，我们可以见光。
That's Psalm 36.
这是在诗篇三十六篇。
In your light, we see light.
在你的光中，我们见光。
We should bring ourselves into His light.
我们需要把我们自己带到他的光前。
Not to try to examine ourselves by our own light.
不要用我们自己的光来检查自己。
Because our light is darkness itself.
因为我们的光其实是黑暗的。
He is the light of life.
他是生命的光。
And as we bring ourselves to His light of life,
当我们把我们自己带到他的生命的光面前
，Then in life we begin to see light.
那在他的光里面，在这个生命里面，我们看见光。
And this will be helpful to us.
这个对我们是有帮助的。
So brothers and sisters,
因此弟兄姊妹
，We need to be careful not to judge others.
我们必须很小心，不要论断别人。
Because God loves mercy, not judging.
因为神爱连续不爱审判。
There is another reason.
有另外一个原因。
Because if we judge other people,
就是我们审判别人。
We are actually playing hypocrites.
我们这里实在是假冒为善。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because the Lord tells us,
主告诉我们，
If you see or youprofess to see the mote in the eye of your brother, and you do not see the beam in your own eyes.
你若是看见了，或者你自己说你看见了，你弟兄眼中的一根刺，而没有看见自己眼睛里面已经有的一个梁木。
And then you tell your brother, let me cast out the mote from your eye.
你跟你弟兄说，让我把你眼中的刺拿掉。
Are you not playing the hypocrite?
你这里不是假冒为善吗？
Because you have the beam in your eye.
因为你眼睛里头已经有一个梁木了。
How can you see clearly?
你怎么能看清楚呢？
And maybe the mote in your brother's eye is a reflection of your beam.
那可能你弟兄姊妹眼中的刺，其实是你眼中梁木的一个反射。
So you are not only playing hypocrite.
因为你不，所以你不只是在这里是假冒为善。
You have no way to help your brother.
你根本没有办法帮助你的弟兄。
You are the one who needs help.
你自己是真正需要帮助的。
So brothers and sisters,
因此弟兄姊妹，
every time you see something in your brother,
每一次当你在弟兄身上看见了什么，
the first thing you should do,
你第一要做的事情，
is to go to GodAnd ask the Lord if there is a beam in your eye.
是要来到神的面前问主说，我的眼睛里面是不是有一个梁木？
Probably what you see in your brother is only a tiny little reflection of what you really are.
或许你在弟兄身上看见了一些短处，不过是你自己一个大的短处的一个反射。
You are so much worse than your brother.
你比你的弟兄差远了。
And you are the one who need to repent.
你是需要悔改的人。
And ask the Lord to remove the beam from your eye.
求主把你眼睛的里面的那个梁木拿掉。
Now after the beam is being removed.
当 眼睛里面那个梁木拿掉的时候
then you can see clearer.
然后你才能清楚地看见。
And that is the time when you are able to minister to your brother.
在那个时候你才能够服侍你的弟兄。
That is where discernment comes.
这就是分辨就在这里。
You know, spiritual discernment is an important thing in our Christian life.
在我们基督徒的生活里面那个属灵的分辨力是一个很要紧的事。
It does not come from mental knowledge.
不是从你的聪明的头脑里出来的。
It comes from your own experience.
是从你的经历里面出来的。
Because you have experienced it yourself.
因为你自己曾经经历过。
And you have been dealt it by the Lord.
因为神主是这样对付过你。
And you have been delivered from it.
因为你主是把你从这里头拯救出来了。
So your eye.Is clear.
在这里，你的眼睛就看清楚。
You can see very clearly.
你可以很清楚地看见。
And you are able to help your brother.
你能帮助你的弟兄。
That is where ministry comes in.
这就是这个时候你才能够服侍。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，Again, we need to be careful.
再一次说，我们需要很小心。
Because what the Lord addressed to are the individual believers.
因为这里主告诉我们的是要告诉是对我们每一个信徒说的。
As individual believers,
作为一个个人的信徒
,we should never try to judge people.
我们绝对不应该来论断别人。
But this does not apply to the church.
但是这个不适用在教会整体的上。
Because the Bible tells us very clearly,
因为圣经很清楚地告诉我们
that the church is to judge evil in it.
教会必须审判那个罪恶邪恶。
Because there is a governmental side there.
因为这里有一个治理的的那一方面。
But anyway, you find what the Lord is trying to deliver us from is from that judgmental spirit.
是不论怎么说，主在这里要把我们拯救的，把我们释放的，是要从那个审判的这个从那个论断的灵里面释放出来。
And this requires discipline.
这就需要我们有一个纪律。
We need his discipline.
我们需要主来给我们纪律。
We know that discipline is not a popular word today.
我们知道纪律这句话在今天来说呢是不欢迎的。
Especially among the young generation.
尤其是在比较年轻的一代中间。
But without discipline, we will never grow up.
但是若是没有这个纪律，我们没有办法长大。
We will never be matured.
我们不能成熟。
And the character of Christ will never be able to be formed in us.
耶稣的性格就没有办法在我们里面成熟。
So it is very important.That we as disciples be disciplined.
所以我们这些门徒非常重要的是我们需要有纪律。
Now if we are not disciplined,
若是我们没有这个纪律,
how can we say we are his disciple?
我们怎么能够说我们是他的门徒呢?
Then this is followed by another statement.
然后主又这么说。
Give not that which is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before the swine, lest they trample them with their feet, and turning round, rend you.
不要把圣物给狗，也不要把你们的珍珠丢在猪前，恐怕它践踏了珍珠，转过来咬你们。
Now, this tells us of discernment.
这里告诉我们要有个分辨。
We should not judge.But we must discern.
我们不要论断，可是我们必须要能分辨。
What are the things that are holy?
什么事情是圣的呢？
The holy are the words that our Lord has spoken to us.
圣的就是我们主向我们所说的话。
The whole Sermon on the Mount is the holy thing.
全部山上的教训是圣的。
Because by these words we are being sanctified.
因为这些话让我们成圣。
We are being separated from the world.
让我们从世界上分别出来。
We are delivered from the earth.
我们从地被释放出来。
And we are totally for God, for heaven.
我们在这里就完全为了主，为了天。
So the words in the Sermon on the Mount are the holy thing.
因此在山上教训里面的话就是圣物。
Now do not give the holy thing to the dogs.
不要把这圣物给狗。
Now, who are the dogs?
狗是谁呢？
The dogs here represents those people in the world.
狗在这里就表示说，这代表在世上的人。
Because they are unclean.
因为他们不洁净的。
The unbelievers.
那些不信主的人。
Now, if you try to share with them the Sermon on the Mount,
若是你在这里想要把山上的教训交通给他们，
Will they appreciate it?
他们会谢谢你吗？
Probably they will take advantage of it.
他们可能在这里来利用你。
What the world needs is the gospel of grace.
这个山上的教训是恩典的福音。
No. What?They need is the gospel of pure grace.
Okay. 他们这里所需要的是恩典的福音。
And that is to say, if you come to the Lord, you will be forgiven.
就是说，就是对世上的人说，你若是来到主的面前，主会赦免。
That is the gospel that they could understand.
这是他们所能够领会的福音。
Or put it in another way, what they need is the gospel according to Luke.
换句话说，他们所需要的是路加福音里面的福音。
Because in the gospel according to Luke,
因为路加的福音，
the Lord said, you go and tell them of the forgiveness of their sins.
路加福音说，主对门徒说，你去向他们告诉他们赦罪的福音。
Preach the gospel that their sins may be remitted.
你向他们说福音，好让他们的罪能够得到赦免。
That is what they need, and that is what they could understand.
那就是世人所需要的，那也是世人所能够懂得的。
If you try to share with them the gospel of the kingdom,
若是你把天国的福音要向他们说
，What the gospel according to Matthew teaches?
就是说马太福音里面所说的是天国的福音。
You find the natural man, the man of flesh and blood.They will not understand it.
你就发觉这个天然人或者属血气的人，他没有办法懂得。
And they consider it as folly.
他看起来就觉得这些是愚蠢的事情。
And they will take hold of it and try to beat you.
他就用这些东西，反而又过来拿来打你。
So here you need discernment.
所以这里你需要一个分辨。
When you are sharing with people.
当你与别人交通的时候
，You need to know exactly what kind of things they could understand.
你需要分辨他能够懂得什么，
and、
他能够知道什么。
That will help them.
那就是用这些来帮忙他。
And then he continues with.
然后他继续。
Cast not your pearls before the swine.
不要把你们的珍珠丢在猪前。
Now what are the pearls?
珍珠是什么呢？
Pearls represents experience.
珍珠就代表经历。
It represents our spiritual experience.
代表我们属灵的经历。
Because that's what the pearl is made.
因为珍珠就是这样造成的。
It is experience of the suddenly that word escaped me. That clam, that, yeah.
Oyster.
And it's the ascend, enter into his being, its being.
因为珍珠是一粒沙子掉在那个oyster 掉在那个蚝的那个肉里头。
And he couldn't get it off.
那这个蚝呢没有办法把这个沙拿掉。
So it began to secrete something to cover it.
所以它就开始分泌一些东西了，来把这个沙子包起来。
And cover layer and layer, it begins to cover.
就慢慢的一层一层一层就把这个沙子包起来。
And out of his pain came forth pearl.
在他的痛苦里面，珍珠就造成了。
So he speaks of spiritual experience.
就这里代表属灵的经历。
The experience of the Sermon on the Mount.
就是山上教训属灵的经历。
Now do not cast it to a swine.
就不要把这个东西丢给猪吃。
Now, what does swine represent?
猪代表什么呢?
Now, according to Leviticus,
根据利未记,
swine has cloven hooves, but do not chew the cud.
猪它是那个蹄，猪是分蹄的，它不倒嚼。
So, swine here probably represents professional Christians.
所以猪在这里就代表一个就是好像职业性的基督徒。
Or it represents carnal Christians.
或许代表是属肉体的基督徒。
They have cloven hooves, but they do not chew the cud.
他们表面上看起来是分蹄了，可是呢，他们不倒嚼。
Now, when you share with a carnal Christian your experience of the Sermon on the Mount,
当你向一个属肉体的基督徒交通山上教训的经历的时候，
they will not be able to accept it.
他们没有办法接受的。
So, you need discernment.
所以你这里需要分辨。
Because if you do not discern,
因为你若是不分辨，
then you find not only they will not appreciate, they will turn back on you.
他不但你跟他讲的东西他觉得不好，而且他回来还要咬你。
So you see the balance between judge not and having discernment.
所以这里我们需要看见要就是两个事情，一个是不论断，另外一个是需要有分辨，这两个事情需要平衡。
Now you will say that's very difficult.
那你就说这个何等难的事。
So that's the reason why it's followed by ask and it shall be given to you.
所以下面就有这一段话，是你要求就会给你。
Seek and it shall find.
那你寻找就会寻见。
Knock and it shall be opened to you.
叩门就会被开门。
You remember our Lord Jesus once.
你记得我们主耶稣有一次
After he used 5 loaves and 2 fishes to feed the 5,000,
当他用五饼二鱼喂了五千人
And how people try to follow him.
人们如何想要涌到他面前
And the Lord began to tell them that I'm the bread of life.
主就告诉他们我是生命的粮
Eat my flesh and drink my blood.And you shall have life in you.
你吃我的肉，喝我的血，你就里头就有生命。
Not only the crowds,
也不但是群众
，but many of the disciples.
而且他门徒中间的许多人
，they say, "Well, this is hard saying."
他说这个话太难。
We don't understand.
我们没办法领会。
And they left without following the Lord.
他们就没有跟从主，他们就离开了。
So the Lord turned to his 12 apostles.Disciples.
所以主就回头就向他的十二个门徒。
Do you also want to leave?
你们也要离开我吗？
You may.
你们可以离开。
The Lord never forced anybody.
主不会强迫任何人。
And thank God for Simon Peter.
感谢神，西门彼得说。
Simon Peter said, "Lord, you have the word of life."
西门彼得说主啊你有永生之道
And we know you are the Holy One.
我们知道你是圣的
Where should we go?
我们可以到跟谁我们可以到哪里去
We are caught.
我们被你抓住了
Thank God for that.
感谢神
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
when you listen to the word of the Sermon of the Mount,
当你听到山上教训所说的话,
will you not have the same kind of reaction?
你会不会有同样的反应呢?
You will say, well, this is hard saying.
你说这是这话很难。
Who can do it?
谁能行呢?
And will you also depart?
那你是不是也要离开呢?
You need to ask.
你需要问你自己。
You need to ask and it shall be given to you.
哦，对不起，你需要求，那这个就会给你。
Because to you it is impossible.
因为对你是不可能的。
And the Lord is not requiring you.
主没有要求你自己。
He will do it.
他会做这样的事。
If you just ask, He will give it to you.
你只要求他，他会给你。
Keep on asking.
继续的要求。
Keep on seeking.
继续的寻求。
And keep on knocking.
继续的敲门
and it shall be open to you.
他会把门打开
and the Lord said if you ask for if your children come and ask for a bread
他说若是你的主说你的儿女来给你要饼
will you give your child a stone
你会给他一个石头吗
if your child come to you ask for a fish
若是你的儿女给你要求鱼
will you give him a serpent
你会给他一个蛇吗
you who are evil
你这些邪恶的人
know how to give good things to your children
也还知道把 好东西给你的孩子
how much more your heavenly father will give the good things to you
那天父难道不会把更好的东西给你吗
and in Luke chapter 11
在路加福音第十一章
verse 13
第十三节
what are the good things
好的东西是什么呢
the Holy Spirit
是圣灵
He will give the Holy Spirit to you.
他会把圣灵给你。
In other words,
换句话说,
the Lord knows you are not able to do these things.
主知道你没有办法做这些事。
He does not require these things from you.
他不要你行这些事, 要你自己行这些事。
He is requiring these things from himself.
他会, 把这些事情供应给你。
His life is in you.
他的生命在你里面。
And he is well able to do these things.
他是让你能做这些事。
Only let the Holy Spirit work in your life.
只要让圣灵在你的 生命里面做事。
Let the Holy Spirit illumine you.
让圣灵照亮你的里面。
Let the Holy Spirit arrange the circumstances to discipline you.
让圣灵安排环境来让你得到管教。
The Holy Spirit is responsible.To transform you and conform you to Christ.
圣灵有这么一个责任，要改变你，要让你磨，把你磨成他的形象。
Just let the Holy Spirit do His job.
只要让圣灵来做他的事。
And then you will be all right.
那你就可以了。
So brothers and sisters,
因此弟兄姊妹
you find everything is grace.
你知道所有都是恩典。
He is well able to do it.
他是能做成这件事
to keep you to the very end
保守你一直到最后
and to present you glorious with joy to himself
把你美丽的完全的献在他自己面前
now this is again followed by an exhortation
然后主又给我们一个鼓励。
Now exhortation in Greek includes two meanings.
Exhortation,
劝告。
劝告在希腊文里面有两个意思。
Exhortation means on the one hand encouragement.
一方面是鼓励。
And on the other hand warning.
另外一方面是警戒。
So whenever you find in the Bible exhortation,
所以每一次你在圣经里面发觉劝勉的字眼
you find there is the encouraging part and the warning part.
你就看到有鼓励的一面，也有警戒的一面。
And the encouraging part, the Lord used two parables.
在鼓励的这一面，主用了两个比喻。
One is enter into the narrow gate.
一个是要进窄门。
And the other is build on the rock, your house on the rock.
另外一个是盖房子在磐石上。
These are two encouragements.
这是两个鼓励。
Now having heard these words,
当我们听到了这些话,
The Lord said,
主说,
Enter in through the narrow gate.
你们要进窄门。
For wide is the gate and broad the way that leads to destruction.
因为那引到灭亡的门是宽的，路是大的。
And many are they who enter in through it.
进去那里的人也多。
For narrow the gate and straighten the way that leads to life, and there are few who find it.
那引到永生的门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
Why is it that the Lord encourages us to enter into the narrow gate?
为什么主要鼓励我们到进这个窄门呢？
It is a gate that few find it.
那是那个门呢，是很少人找到的。
And yet the Lord encourages us to enter into it.
但是主鼓励我们要进那个门。
You remember once our Lord Jesus said,
你记得我们主有一次说，
It is easier for a camel to enter into the needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom.
要让骆驼进入针的眼睛，要比那个一个富人进天国要容易。
Now whether this is literal or symbolic,
或者说这个或许这个是造字义的呢，或是这是一个比喻呢。
I think the meaning is the same.
但是这个意思的主自己的意思是很是一样的。
A needle eye,
那个一个针的一个针眼。
Now, if you try to put a small thread through it, probably is difficult.
你要把一个线放到针眼去就不容易了。
I cannot do it.
我是不能做。
Now, for a camel to enter the needle's eye.
你要是让一个骆驼能够进入这个小小的针眼。
Well, that's absolutely absurd.
但是完全是荒谬不可能的。
So some people say the needle's eye is symbolic.
所以有的人说这个针的眼睛针眼呢是一个象征性。
Because in the old days, you have the city gate.
因为在当年呢有这个城墙上有城门。
And within the city gate, you find there's a small gate, small door.
那在城门那里呢有一个小小的门。
Sometimes the city gate is closed, but the small door is still open.
有时候城门呢是关起来的，可是旁边这个小门是开的。
Now for a camel to get through that small door called needle's eye.
那你若是那个小门呢，就叫做针眼门，你让一个骆驼进入那个小的针眼门呢？
That camel must be stripped of all the loads upon it.
那这个骆驼呢一定要把它身上的货物的通放下来。
And then you push and pull and barely get.
那你又推又拉呢，说不定可以把这个骆驼拉进去。
No, so what is meant here is very simple.
但是这里主的意思是很清楚。
We have to be stripped of all our loads.
我们需要把我们所有的重担呢，带在身上的重担通通拿掉。
And then enter into the narrow gate.
然后我们能进这个窄门。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，enter into the kingdom，
进入天国。
You have to do violence to yourself。
你必须要必须要是
强暴
才能进去。
In Matthew we are told，
马太福音告诉我们
，In chapter 11，
第十一章
，From the days of John the Baptist until now，
从施洗约翰到现在
，The kingdom of the heavens is to be taken by violence.
那进天国是要用强力、暴力进去的。
And the violence seizes upon it.
那强暴的人就进去了。
Violence,
暴力。
What does it mean?
强暴什么意思呢
？It does not mean to do violence to other people.
并不是你强暴在别人的身上。
It means to do violence to yourself.
是强暴在你自己的身上。
That is to deny yourself.
意思就是说你要弃绝，你要否认自己。
You know, deny yourself is to do violence to yourself.
否认自己的意思就是要在自己身上加上强暴。
We usually love ourselves.
我们太爱自己。
And here the Lord said, you have to do violence to yourself.
主在这里说，你要在自己身上用强力做在自己身
上。You have to deny yourself.
你需要否认自己。
Strip off everything that is of yourself.
所有从你自己里面出来的东西是要剥夺掉。
Then you're able to enter into the narrow gate.
那你然后才能够进入那个窄门。
You cannot enter the narrow gate carrying all the loads with you.
你没有办法把所有的担子都加在身上，然后进入那个窄门。
When you enter into the gate of the kingdom of heaven,
当你进入天国的门的时候
，you are stripped of yourself.
你所有的东西都剥夺掉了。
And only the life of the Lord will go through.
只有主的生命能进入那个天国门，天国的门。
And not only that,
不止这样。
After you enter the narrow gate,
当你进入了那个窄门以后
，you find there is a straightened way.
你就发觉那里有一条路。
In other words,
换句话说
，daily you bear your cross and follow the Lord.
那个路是小的，换句话说，每一天你要背起自己的十字架跟随主。
But it leads to life.
但是这个路是引到永生。
The way of the world, the gate is broad.
这世上的路啊，那个门是宽的。
And the way is broad.
那个路是大的。
And many are traveling in it.
许多人都愿意在那里走。
But it leads to destruction.
但是是引到死亡。
The life here and the destruction here.
这里一面是生命，一面是毁灭。
Does not refer to eternal life or eternal death.
这里不是说到永远的生命或者永远的死亡。
Because that is already settled.
因为那个事情已经解决了。
Matthew does not deal with this.
马太不谈到这些事。
When we believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们相信主耶稣的时候
we receive his eternal life.
我们就接受了他的永生。
And being eternal life, it is eternal.
这永生是永远的。
We will never lose it.
我们绝不会失去的。
Because it is a gift of God.
因为这是从神给我们的礼物。
And God is not like the man who repents.
对不起。
It's not like man who repents.
神不像人是会要后悔的。
What he has given, he will never take it back.
他给的，他不会拿回去。
Eternal life is ours.
永生是我们的。
So one day we will enjoy that life to eternity.
有一天，一直到永远，我们都会有这个永远的生命。
We have already passed.Through death into life.
我们已经从死到生了。
So the life and the destruction here is within the scope of the kingdom of the heavens.
所以这里所说的生，所说的死，是在天国的范围里面说的。
In other words,
换句话说
one day when the kingdom of the heavens shall publicly appear upon this earth.
有一天天国来到地上让人看见的时候
Those who enter the narrow gate and walk on the straightened way, they will reign with Christ for 1,000 years.
那一些进窄门走小路的人他们会与基督一同作王1000年。
And that is enjoying life.
那是享受那个生命。
But those,Who do not enter the narrow gate and walk in the straightened way.
那些不愿意进窄门，不愿意走小路的。
But choose to walk in the way of the world.
但是选择走世界的路的。
There will be destruction.
那里就有毁灭。
And the destruction does not refer to eternal destruction.
这个毁灭并不是说到永远的毁灭。
It is to be kept out of the life of the kingdom of the heavens.
这里指的说在天国的生命上他们就没有份。
Just like the 5 wise virgins, they enter into the marriage feast.
就像这个五个童女来到那个
啊，来到聪明的
聪明的童女来到婚宴。
And five foolish virgins, they are kept out of the marriage feast.
那个五个愚拙的童女呢，他们就没有办法进到那个婚宴里面。
But this is for 1,000 years.
这是一千年。
When the kingdom of the heavens shall publicly appear on this earth.
这是讲到当天国来到从天上来到世上给人看见的时候。
After that coming age come to an end.
当那个时候结束的时候。
And when eternity shall come.
当永远来的时候。
Those who are saved will all be in New Jerusalem.
所有得救的人都会在新耶路撒冷。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Here you find if we allow the words of the kingdom of the heavens to work in our lives.
所以若是我们愿意让天国的话在我们的生活里面起作用。
Then when the kingdom of heaven shall publicly appear on earth.
当天国是给众人 眼前到世上的时候。
We will enjoy life with our Lord Jesus.
我们会与我们的主耶稣一同享受那个生命。
So that is our hope.
那就是我们的盼望。
That is an encouragement.
那是我们的鼓励。
And the same is true with building. You're building on the rock.
那盖房子在磐石上也一样。
The rock is the word of the Sermon on the Mount.
这个磐石呢，就是山上教训的话语。
And if we keep it, do it.
若是我们行，若是我们遵守。
In other words, if we obey it,
换句话说，若是我们顺从
，not by our own strength,
不是靠我们自己的力量
，but by His grace,
但是靠恩典。
If we follow what the word says,
若是我们真是遵从这些话里头所说的
，then when the wind shall come, when the rain shall fall, when the storm shall raise up, it will stand.
当雨淋，当水冲，当那个当那个风吹的时候，那个房子还在那里。
So these two parables refer to encouragement.
所以这两个比喻是说到鼓励。
And there are two other parables.
有另外两个比喻呢。
That speaks of warning.
它给我们警戒。
In the kingdom of the heavens.
在天国里。
There will be people who are like false prophets.
有些人不像假先知一样。
They will put on a sheepskin.
他们就穿上了这个羊皮。
But in their heart, they are ravening wolves.
但是他们的心里面其实是残暴的狼。
They will come in and try to preach or say something different from what our Lord has said.
他们会来说一些话是跟我们主所说的话不一样的。
They will say something, try to please our flesh.
他们说一些话会让我们的肉体听了觉得高兴。
They will come and say you can have both words.
他们会来告诉你说你可以两个好世界的好处都有。
You can believe in the Lord Jesus.
你可以相信主耶稣。
And you need not follow the Sermon on the Mount.
你不需要遵守遵行山上的教训。
You will still be rewarded.
你仍旧会得到赏赐。
Now, if such false prophets coming into your midst,
若是这样的假先知来到你的
中间， How are we going to discern?
那我们怎么能够分辨呢？
See the fruit.
看果子。
Fruit is the concentration or the maturity of life.
果子就代表那个生命成熟的到后来的结晶。
Not by actions. Acts.
不是我们外面的行动。
Is by the fruit.
是看果子。
See what that life will bring forth.
就看那个生命带出来了什么东西。
Then you know who are the real one, who are the false one.
那你就能看出来谁是真的，谁是假的。
And then again,
那然后呢
you find there's another class of people.
你就看有另外 一群人。
They are not the false prophets.
另外一类人，他们不是假先知。
And they are people who come to the Lord and say, Lord, Lord.
他们来到主面前说主啊主啊。
And they are real believers.
他们真是信徒。
Not only real believers.
他们不但是真正的信徒。
But they are zealous for the Lord.
而且他为了主大发热心。
And they are zealous for the Lord's work.
他为了主的工作热心。
And they say, Lord, Lord.
说主啊主啊。
Have we not cast out demons in your name?
我们难道没有为因为你的名的缘故借着你的名来赶鬼？
Have we not prophesied through your name?
我们不是借着你的名来讲道吗？
Have we not through your name work many works of wonders?
我们难道不是借着你的名我们来行异能吗？
Now certainly these people feel that they should be rewarded with the kingdom.
他们觉得他们在天国里面要得到赏赐。
But to their surprise,
但是很他们就是没有想到。
The Lord said,
主说
Depart from me.
离开我吧。
I never knew you.
我从来不认识你。
Workers of lawlessness.
你们是作恶的的工人。
Can it be lawlessness?
你可这个难道是说是作恶的吗？是
，When you're
没有无法的吗
？In his name,
若是你借着他的名在这里来传道，你难道这是无法的吗
？When you're casting out demons,
当你赶鬼借着他的名，难道这是无法的吗
？When you work wonders of the Lord,
借着主的名
，and yet on their own,
但是他自己做的。
They do not seek the will of God.
他们没有寻求神的旨意。
And do not follow God's will.
他们也不遵从神的旨意。
So the Lord said, these are workers of lawlessness.
所以主说这些是无法的非法的工人。
The Lord said, I do not know you.
主说我不认识你们。
It means I do not approve of you.
主的意思是说我不赞同你们。
Depart from me.
离开我吧。
In other words,
换句话说,
they will have no part in the coming kingdom of the heavens.
就是说要来的天国里面他们没有份。
So, brothers and sisters,
因此弟兄姊妹,
what is important is,
这里要紧的是什么呢?
The Lord is not expecting us to do anything for him.
主不需要我们, 不期望我们为他做任何事情。
The Lord wants us to submit to his will.
主要我们降服在他的旨意底下。
And if we submit to his will,
若是我们降服在他的旨意底下，
then he will reward us with the kingdom.
那他就会把天国赏给我们。
After our Lord has finished speaking,
当我们主说完的时候，
the people who heard it said he spoke differently.
那听到的人说，他说的话实在不一样。
He spoke with authority.
他是有权柄在这里说话。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because he is the personification of his own words.
因为他的话就在他自己的身上成就了。
His word has authority.
他的话有权柄。
His word has power.
他的话有能力。
So let us trust in his word.
让我们相信仰靠他的话。
Yield ourselves.To his word.
把我们自己降服在他的话底下。
And let the Holy Spirit work it out in our lives.
让圣灵在我们的生活中把这些话能够活出来。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank thee for thy grace.
主啊，我们感谢你，你给我们的恩典。
Thou dost not require anything from us, but thou dost require thyself in us.
主啊。我们感谢你，你没有要求我们任何的事情，你是要求我们有你自己在我们的里面。
Thou art in us.
主啊，你在我们里面。
And thou dost desire to express thy life.
你要在我们里面表现你自己的生命。
Do teach us how to yield ourselves to thee.
主啊，教导我们如何降服在你面前。
To be taught of thee.
被你所教导
to be disciplined by thee,
是被你所管教
that we may be brought to the place where you want us to be.
好让我们带到一个地方是你要我们的，你要我们带。
That thy kingdom may come.
好让你的天国能降临。
And thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
让你的旨意在地上通行，好像是天上一样。
May thy name be hallowed.
主啊，愿意你的名为圣。
We ask in thy precious name.
主啊，我们靠你自己宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.